Rolene Marks, our Israel Report correspondent.
Hi, guys. I want to join the book club, especially if there's wine.
Right. Well, we'll have to sort out all the details. Do you have any favorite genre, Rolene?
You know what? I read from the sublime to the ridiculous. I'll read books that are, you know, necessary for my work, but that I'll really enjoy. And then I like to balance that with like a trashy novel or something like that. You know, I like to read something, in depth, you know, maybe like Harpoon or Startup Nation. And then I like to read a Jackie Collins, and I make no apologies.
No, and nor should you. It's really good to read. We had a story last week, which I'm not going to rehash, about a spokesperson for the Department of Basic Education in South Africa got fired for trying to get the kids to read using very unorthodox methods, using half-naked women, in fact. A whole other debate we will not get into now. But I brought it up because I love that story. Rolene, here's another story that just keeps on giving and seems like it's going to run for a couple more news cycles. Tlaib and Omar, they're banning. There's more fallout over the banning. Is that...
Okay. So let's just discuss Grandmagate, because things just went from bad to worse over the weekend. So we all know the story. We all know that Israel banned Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar from entering the country on Thursday. And they kind of walked back their decision after Rashida Tlaib had written to our Interior Minister Ariel Dery saying that she would like to see her city. That is the Arabic word for her, my grandmother. She's turning 90 and it might be the last chance she gets to see her. And Ariel Dery agreed, you know, on the premise that she doesn't do any of her nasty BDS stuff. I mean, and having looked at the itinerary that the two ladies were on, they had absolutely no intentions of hearing anything from Israel's side of the story. And rumor has it they didn't even want to meet with President Abbas either. They were specifically coming to meet with NGOs and organizations that push an agenda. They were also sponsored by an organization called Miftah. Miftah is a Palestinian NGO who's also known for its anti-Semitic kind of rhetoric through the trope that Jews use the blood of Christians to make matzah, those kind of things that are medieval and just too horrendous for words. So Tlaib decided that she would not be visiting her grandmother, Siti, who, by the way, has not been invited to the United States since Tlaib took office, or has seen her granddaughter since 2006. And the general consensus is would Congresswoman Tlaib prefer to hate Israel over seeing her family? So it's caused a lot of outcry. Now, at the outset, Jewish organizations in the United States condemned the barring. They understood why Israel was doing, they just condemned it. And I think for a lot of reasons. I think because it gives a tailwind to the two congresswomen who are due to hold a press conference in the next coming hours to discuss it. It's brought in a whole lot of interaction online. We've heard from Geraldo Rivera. We've heard from, I don't know, he was still in existence. So he's a bit of a has-been.
Nice.
We've heard from
tweet.
Famed feminist Gloria Steinem. We've heard even from somebody from one of my favorite TV shows. Unfortunately, she's thrown her hat in the political race, Cynthia Nixon, criticizing it. You know, again, not we knew this would happen. We knew that Israel would kind of score a public relations own goal by doing this because it really was not going to benefit. And Netanyahu himself coming out with a statement yesterday saying, I support Congress, Israel respects and we support Congress, we just do not tolerate BDS. My personal opinion is I would have gone for a completely different approach, but that's just me. But the fallout continues, and rumors that the Democratic Party is in discussions of how to quote-unquote punish Israel for refusing to allow in the two congresswomen. I mean, why they didn't join the Democratic delegation that came in just a few weeks ago is beyond me, but they had a very, very clear agenda. Unfortunately, in this age of social media and Twitter, because a lot of this is playing out on Twitter, a lot of the context, a lot of the backstory, a lot of the history has fallen by the wayside. We did hear from Bill Maher, one of the political pundits, late night pundit, who basically gave a history lesson in exactly who BDS is. And he said, you know, people who are supporting BDS have missed a significant history lesson. And he spoke about exactly who BDS is. So that is where we're holding. It's fast becoming a very, very polarizing subject on Twitter, and a lot of accusations are flying from both sides, and it looks like you're right. It's going to be the story that seems to go through several news cycles.
Yeah. And in other news, there have been more escalations over the weekend, and even as Israel heads to the polls, Netanyahu is not ruling out an operation in the south.
Well, this weekend we saw an escalation. We spoke about it last week, that in the last, I'd say, 14 days, we've seen an increase in activity on the south. Within the last couple of hours, we heard of new incendiary device has been launched from Gaza into southern Israel, setting more fires. But over the weekend, an infiltration by four terrorists from the Gaza Strip was foiled by the IDF. But coupled with this, we had Tzeva Adom, or rocket alerts, on both Friday and Saturday nights, as rockets and mortars were fired from Gaza into southern Israel, intercepted by the Iron Dome, and Israel responding by striking Hamas targets within the Gaza Strip. And now, as we are less than a month to the September elections, Prime Minister Netanyahu saying that even though it is an election cycle, and it is quite a significant election cycle, he will not rule out the possibility of some kind of incursion to sort this out for once and for all.
And lastly, is Hezbollah applying the same tactic of arson terror? Question mark. Please fill me in on that story.
Well, unfortunately, the answer to that is they do appear to be employing the same tactics of arson terror. Yesterday, the IDF managed to capture footage of Hezbollah operatives setting fires very, very close to the border, knowing that the wind would carry these brush fires into Israel, which they did, and cause significant damage. And the village of Magaliot had to be evacuated. The fire crept very, very close to an IDF base. And what is really, really annoying is that the UN peacekeepers who were patrolling at the time saw this happening, saw these Hezbollah members setting fire to the brush, and did absolutely nothing about it.
Wow, Rolene, you've taken us through three very interesting stories. We've still got a minute or so with you. Is there any other news you'd like to fill us in on, or tell us one of the books you'd recommend you're reading at the moment?
Well, here's a story that's making us here in Israel cringe, and this is the story of Prime Minister Netanyahu arriving in the Ukraine with his wife, who at the outset lost her marbles with the captain of the aircraft, as she didn't think he greeted them properly and he wouldn't allow her into the cockpit. But upon landing, they were welcomed to the Ukraine with traditional bread, which, and you know, breaking bread is of course very symbolic, which Prime Minister Netanyahu ate, and saying, you know, that it's actually quite nice, and she threw her piece on the floor. Wow. So that's causing a lot of outcry. And now this just in, you see, we get it fresh Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has fired all of his advisors amid a financial crisis in the West Bank. And this will lead to major salary cuts. There aren't any further details, but yeah. This is the latest move by President Mahmoud Abbas, but let's not talk about the 50 billion carrot that was dangled in front of him just last month and summarily refused.
Rylene Marks, as always, giving us full value for your slot. Thank you so much. Same time tomorrow, I hope.
Same time tomorrow, and I'm going to get reading. You know, one has to warm up one's brain for book club.
Of course, and I'll be discussing some of my favorite things I'm reading at the moment.